Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you on today?
Rita McFadden.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Rita McFadden.
How may I assist you, ma'am?
Yes, I was online yesterday and I was doing, I know that I did not pick this right here, Auto Help Reshape Life. It's supposed to be in like a vacuum cleaner, like from Home Depot or something like that. And somehow somebody took off $59 or something off my account with y'all.
What's your zip code?
27107.
27107?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can you confirm your mailing address?
Sure. 2425 Waterbury Street, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27107.
All right. Okay.
I mean, I'm a diabetic and high blood pressures and I don't need, you know, I don't order no kind of vitamin or pills or nothing online.
Okay.
And
so it looks like
that
you
did. I was doing like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, so it looks like you did the chance to win offer for the vacuum and enrolled you into a meal planner app called BiteTub that allows you to count calories and gives you recipe guides. If we could reduce it to $20 a month, would you like to try it?
No, ma'am. Because like I said, I have enough problems as it is in my health.
All right. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Oh, yes, please, if you don't mind. So
right.
It was not. So it wasn't really for the vacuum cleaner.
It is. It's a chance to win offer. So you are enrolled into a sweepstake offer, but it is
uh-huh.
a promotional deal for this meal planner.
Oh, that was for meal plans. Is that what that is?
Yes, it's a meal planner.
Oh, no, that's okay, because I get free lunch for me. I just turned 64. Yeah, I like to have the vacuum cleaner, but, you know, and that's what I thought that I was paying, you know, for the $4.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get that, right?
That's not something that we do here. You have to check your email. They'll let you know if you won the contest, and then you'll receive it through United States Postal.
Okay. Well, they said I did, but then all of a sudden, you know, it'll say $4. They took off the four and plus, well, not four, but $50-some. So, okay, if you don't mind, can you give me the number that you said?
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie.
I hate to do this. C in Charlie, okay.
920. 643.
Okay.
829.
829.
And that was all.
Huh?
That is all.
Okay. I hate to do this. I feel stupid for something like this.
No, it's not. It's okay, ma'am.
Well, I had so-called Amazon just before Christmas. And see, I didn't know Amazon go call you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took over $200-some off from me. The scam did.
Okay, I understand.
So. But, I mean, you know, I feel I don't, you know, but it said I want, you know, it said I want, and I got to pick what I wanted.
Right.
You know, so I think it's just the way it was, you know, said on the phone, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what kind of threw me off. But thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of the day and rest of the week.
No problem, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay. Do you know when it'll be put back on my account or?
I can check for you. Let me see. It is a non-refundable fee here for $5, so it will make it $55.
Yeah, that's what I put. Yeah,
but
I
takes
$5.
About 3 to 5 business days, though.
Oh,
it
no,
can
no,
go
no.
through before
that's...
then, but
uh-huh.
that's just the general time frame. Sometimes it's 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, no, no, that's okay, as long as if I know that, you know, it's
yes,
on it, because I'm on a fixed income and I have a special needs son. So, you know, it's just a lot going on.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm vulnerable to almost anything. But thank
okay,
you
ma'am.
Again, and y'all
yes,
take
ma'am.
Care.
And thank you for calling
okay.
customer service.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.